out of the gun. Twins to the right, Lusk split to the left. Hand off again to Jacobs. As he tries to go up the left hash mark, he's hit late, and they're going to call a flag. This was a late flag that came from the backfield, so we'll see what they decide to call right here. If it's on Broken Arrow, that will likely move Owosso forward. Face mask is going to be called on the Tigers, and that will give us another Waterstone Private Wealth Management first down by virtue of penalty yards. 11:23 left to play here. We're tied at 14. Twins to the right. Lusk again, split to the left. Taking the snap, dropping back to throw is Cole Duggar. He slings it up the middle of the field. It's dropped. Almost picked off by a Broken Arrow defender, but it's dropped, and that will leave us with 2nd and 10 now for the Owosso Rams. Steve Mallory joining us here in the booth, back from his halftime hiatus.
Took a TV timeout.
Yeah. You were used to the Chris Lincoln break there.
That's what I thought.
I thought about just letting him do the rest of the game.
I thought he was going to.
Twins out to each side here. Dropping back to throw. Duggar looking. Cole slings it up the middle of the field. It's off the fingertips of Keelan Carney, and he's hit as he lets that go. As looks like Bryce Matania is the man making that stop there, and that'll bring a 3rd down at 10. 11:09 left to play here. 3rd quarter action. Trips out to the right. One man split to the left. Out of the shotgun. Sorry, Steve. Out of the shotgun, Cole Duggar splitting the hash marks, rolling out to the right this time. He'll sling it up the right side of the field and fall short of his intended receiver. And as he was releasing, he was getting hit there, Steve.
Yeah, he was being harassed there in the pocket. A nice job to stay in there, but the pocket just collapsed around him, and he wasn't able to get anything on that throw. So the Rams come out and unable to get anything going here in their first possession of this 3rd quarter, trying to rebound from that blocked punt recovered in the end zone for a touchdown by the Tigers. Right there, the final play at halftime.
So they'll go 3 and out right here. And now a fumble on the play.
Golly, special teams. Special teams are special, and right now for the Rams, they're struggling.
Well, that's for sure, and as we things right here, that is going to be at the Owosso 27-yard line, Steve.
Cannot give this offense that kind of field position.
And it'll be 1st and 10, Broken Arrow Tigers here, tied at 14 if you're just joining us. Reigns the quarterback, offset I formation, handoff to the tailback. Up the middle he goes to the 20-yard line, down to about the 19.
Well, the Rams have done everything to shoot themselves in the foot these last 5 minutes, 2 minutes of the first half to end, and then 2 minutes here into this second half.
Kewan Tolbert, the running back. 2nd down and 2 to go now for Broken Arrow. Reigns, Tolbert in the backfield behind him. Hand off, Tolbert up the middle, gets up to the 20, up to the 15, down to the 14-yard line, and they'll move up those chains for another Broken Arrow 1st down.
I'm not sure Coach Alexander will even attempt a pass here inside the 20-yard line. I look for him to just get behind his big offensive line and try to pound it in. So Coach Klink is going to have to counter that and maybe take a couple of chances here to stuff the run.
1st and 10 now, Broken Arrow from the 15-yard line. Nobody to the right, twin split to the left. Reigns, hands off, first man through. Johnson, he'll get down to the 12-yard line. Gain of 3 on the play will bring up 2nd and 7 for the Tigers.
Dalton Adams again on that tackle along with Cooper Sparks.
9:42 left to play here. 14 all here in the 3rd quarter. And Broken Arrow knocking on the door. See if we could keep them contained here. everybody close in is Johnson, the back behind.
Put by the right tackle, a broken arrow, so that'll back him up 5 yards.
Yeah, flags fly, and that'll put him back from the 13 back to the 18. And that'll bring up second down and about 13 to go. 9:17 to go here. Third quarter action, tied at 14. Owosso in need of some momentum. They've felt the air ripped from their sails on that blocked punt that ended the first half, in which the Tigers pounced on that for a touchdown. Shotgun formation, Twins to the left, one man split to the right. That's Keller. Range off the right hash mark, takes the snap here, slings it left side, connects with an open man.
He's brought down.
Oh, my, back at the 18-yard line.
Gage Laney?
Good work there by Gage Laney, yes.
He has been playing phenomenal. Had to go out in coverage on that far side. Man, he was on an island, and it looked like he was going to be juked out of his shoes, and he came up and made a fantastic play. That's the play we needed here, Grant. Third and about 13 now off that botched punt. If the Rams can hold BA to a field goal here, I would say that's a victory.
Tied at 14, third down, 13 to go. Trips to the right this time. Reigns off the left hash mark. Johnson is running back next to it. Reigns bobbles the snap, rolls out to the right this time. He's on his feet at the 25. He tries to get rid of it. Don't know if they could make a case for intentional grounding there, but he sure slung it out at the last second.
Mod Triplett showing great speed to chase him down and knock him down to the ground. Always good to get a hit on the quarterback. And that'll bring up fourth down. It's a fourth and long, so Coach Alexander, I'm not sure what confidence he has in his kicking game. See if they try a field goal, and that's what they're going to set up for. It's going to be about a 34-yard field goal here.
Be nice if we could return the favor and block a kick. They'll try it here. Let's see as they set it up at the 25. The snap, the hold, the kick. It is on the way, and it is good. And Broken Arrow takes a 17-14 lead. 8:02 left to go in the third quarter. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be back for the kick right after this. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football and the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl, presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Western Sun Federal Credit Union has been serving the financial needs of their members in the Tulsa metro area for almost 80 years. With six full-service locations, including their newest office in Owosso, Western Sun Federal Credit Union is your convenient source for almost any financial need. Come by the Owosso location at Highways 20 and 169 or visit them online at WSFCU.com. Western Sun Federal Credit Union, a proud sponsor of Owosso Rams football, federally insured by NCUA.
Back here at Tiger Memorial Stadium in Broken Arrow, we've got 8:02 left to go in the third quarter. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Rob Williams, Brandon Brewer, Chris Lincoln, the whole gang here tonight. Appreciate Chris dropping by and sharing some stories from the old ABC days.
Oh, man, he's a legend here in the Tulsa area.
He called some good ones over the years.
Yes, he has. And some Kentucky Derby.
Yeah. Said he got his start in Salisaw at Blue Ribbon Downs.
Is that right? I should have known.
The now defunct Blue Ribbon Downs, which apparently was put under by Sequoia Countyans like me. So, anyway, they'll tee it up at about the 40-yard line. Adams and Omar Barker back deep to receive. Adams on the near side, Barker on the far side at the 5-yard line. The end-over-end kick back toward the end zone. That's where it'll bounce, and Owosso will have a first and 10 from the 20-yard line after the touchback. Broken Arrow leading at 17-14. You said before the break, Steve, if we could hold them to a field goal, that would be a victory on that scoring drive. So that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, and the Rams need to get something going on offense here and try to return the favor of the score. Had a lot of the momentum going their way right before halftime. Man, it has switched drastically, and yet through all of the adversity, the Rams only trail by 3 points. Time to put together a big offensive drive, go down 80 yards, and get a touchdown.
Cole Duggar handing it off. Jacobs up the middle, stopped, stuffed near the 21. Not much of a gain there, if any at all. It's going to bring up second and 9 here, so still second and long with 7:48 to play. If you're just joining us. And we're glad you're with us tonight here on 100.1 KYFM and on the Owosso Sports Network. Man in motion to the right now as Cole Duggar takes the snap, handing off again to Jacobs. Jacobs out around the right side for a loss of yardage as he's brought down back near the 19-yard line. So now on third down, Broken Arrow's defense just kind of reading our Rams like a book, Steve. We got to mix it up a little here.
Yeah, and I was just getting ready to say, we haven't heard much from Mario Kirby or our H-backs here tonight. And Kirby runs off the field. Thomas comes back on the field.
Thomas and Goins split to the left. Twins to the right as well. They'll line back up in the gun. Duggar off the right hash mark, dropping back to pass this time. He'll sling it up the middle of the field. It's caught by Goins at the 35. He's good enough for a first down. He'll get brought down at the 40-yard line. So move up those chains. That's another Waterstone Private Wealth Management first down.
Great job by Trey Goins that time. Another big target for Cole Duggar on the reception. Sure-handed. Rams have had a couple of drops that they've got to bring in, but not by Goins, the leader of this receiving core. Great to see him get involved in the game. He does his job. He's a blue-collar worker out on the outside, but he did a fine job that time making the catch.
Thomas in motion to the right is up the middle goes our quarterback. He'll get up to the 47-yard line. Duggar getting about a 7-yard gain there, and that should bring up 2nd and 3.
Nice fake up the middle and really drew the defense to that far side of the field as Duggar pulls the football back out of the stomach of Thomas and charges right up the middle.
Shotgun again, twins to the right, Lusk split to the left this time. Hand off Duggar to Jacobs as he tries to pound his way up the right side. He'll get as far as the 48. 2-yard gain.
Broken Arrow really doing a lot of switching on their defensive line right now. They'll go from 4-down linemen to a 3-3 stack, and this Ram D offensive line has done a pretty good job for most of the night being able to block effectively. I've been very impressed in the early part of the season the job this offensive line has done.
3rd down and 1 here. Twins to the left, 1-man split to the right. Duggar taking the snap off the right hash mark. Handoff. Isaiah Jacobs around the right side. Good enough for the first down. He's brought down inside the 49 at Broken Arrow, and they'll move up those chains for another Waterstone Private Wealth Management first down.
Well, looked like Jacobs got hit about 2 yards shy of the first down, and I could not see the defender, but it was a mismatch as big Isaiah Jacobs just drove him down the field into Tiger territory. 1st and 10.
1st and 10 from the Broken Arrow 49. Man in motion to the left, that's Thomas, dropping back after faking a handoff is Duggar. He'll sling it to Mario Kirby. Kirby at the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Owosso. Into the end zone he goes, give number 6 points, and it is now a 20-17 ball game. 5:11 left to go in the third quarter.
It's like I just heard somebody say that 3 plays ago. We haven't heard much from Mario Kirby, and then out of the box, over the middle, and that's what this defense does. That's what this offense of Owosso does, is they draw the defense in and they get caught on their heels, and Mario Kirby able to get behind the secondary for the long touchdown.
William Phelps trying the extra point. It's up through the uprights and good, as Steve Mowry high-fives everyone in the press box but me on that touchdown run. He finally got me late. But anyway, we go ahead by another point after the extra point, and it's now Owosso 21, Broken Arrow 17. We've got 5:11 left to go in the third quarter. We'll take a 30-second break and be back for the kick right after this. This is the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl at Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
This is Coach Blankenship. Just like we create a game plan each week for the Rams to have a chance to win, you need a personal game plan for your finances so that you're prepared for whatever blitzes the market might throw at you. Failing to plan is planning to fail. When it comes to your financial future, Call the experts at Waterstone Private Wealth Management on Monday or schedule an appointment online at waterstonewealth.com.
Waterstone Private Wealth Management, a proud supporter of Owosso football.
Back here in Broken Arrow, 21-17, our score, 5:11 left to go in the third quarter. Owosso taking a four-point lead after a Mario Kirby touchdown where he runs it 25 yards into the end zone and ends up putting six on the board. And Owosso back in their rightful lead tonight as they'll kick it off right here. Hood, the kicker, as it's going to be fielded at about the 25-yard line. Making the return is Keller. He'll get to the 35, juking and jiving. He'll get back up to the 45, up to the 46, and that's where he'll finally be brought down. And actually, that is going to be, I believe, Williams, the running back, Corey Williams, not Keller, as he wears a 4 instead of a 2 there. But either way, first and 10, Broken Arrow at their own 45. That's where they'll start it out after the kickoff. Steve?
Well, the Rams able to get 7 points on the board. Seven-play drive, covered 80 yards in 2 minutes and 51 seconds, and it's a 49-yard touchdown pass from Cole Duggar to Mario Kirby, and the Rams take the lead, a 4-point lead with 5:01 to go here in the third quarter, 21-17, Owosso over Broken Arrow.
First and 10, Broken Arrow Tigers. They'll take the snap here, handoff, first man through. He'll get down to the 50-yard line inside the 48, and on the run there is Kewan Tolbert for the Broken Arrow Tigers. That should bring up second down and 5 for the Tigers as they try to move into Owosso territory, just a yard in the midfield here.
And this is what Broken Arrow tries to do, particularly midway through the third quarter and fourth period. They try to wear you down. They do running back by committee as they rotate two or three real quality running backs in there, trying to tire down this Ram defense.
4:27 left to play. Taking the snap is going to be the quarterback. He'll hand off. First man through gets down to the 47.
A lot of red shirts in around the football.
This defense playing some inspired football now that they've got some of their momentum back, is that'll bring up third down and 3. Reigns, the quarterback, getting ready to step up here. As on that last run there was Jalen Johnson for the Tigers.
Reigns is 2 for 4 in the ball game. He has thrown for 7 yards passing.
Single back set behind the quarterback. That's Johnson.
He's going to try to throw here.
Rolling out to the right. Reigns in trouble. And now he throws it out of bounds and into the hands of a Broken Arrow coach. I think that might have been Alexander there.
Brendan Dye was in hot pursuit and was able to get to Reigns just as he released the football and rolled him out of bounds.
That's going to bring up 4th down and 2. Third quarter action from across town, Union 21, Jinx 20. So that rivalry, everything as advertised tonight. Jinx maybe playing a little better than they did against Bixby last week. Edmund North, Edmund Memorial tied at 14 as well. We'll get to some of those scores as we move through the broadcast tonight. On 4th down, Broken Arrow to kick it away. Gage Laney setting up shop near the 10-yard line. They shanked it and kicked it out of bounds here. So with 3:33 left to go in the third quarter, Owosso leading it 21-7, nothing doing for Broken Arrow on that last series of downs. Steve, it was good to see Travis Dunn here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
I enjoyed his company. Almost turned the headset over to him a couple of times.
Yeah.
His daughter Cora here, she's spunkiest little girl in the press box tonight.
Fortunately, looks like her mom, though.
Thank God.
That's a plus. Yeah.
She does have some redeeming qualities.
Sure we all get talked about that. So.
But Grant Mallory looks like Renee, so there is that.
Dodge one there, too.
Shotgun formation, Cole Duggar on the left hash mark, Thomas in motion to the right, handoff to Jacobs instead. He pounds up the middle, gets up to the 29-yard line.
And he's just shucking Tigers as he gets into that second and third level. He's got to be having some fun right now. And again, we've said this all 3 games, this Ram offensive line starting to take control. That was one of our keys to game in the pregame, was going to be the line of scrimmage and the physical matchup between both of these offensive and defensive lines, and the Rams have done their own to hold up.
Second down and three, a man on each side of Duggar, the quarterback, and Jacobs behind him. Handoff, Jacobs up the right side. He's at the 30, on his feet at the 35.
Oh,
still going at the 40, still at the 45, finally brought down at the 48-yard line, and that's another Waterstone Private Wealth Management first down for the Owosso Rams at the 2:49 mark here in the third quarter. Owosso 21, Broken Arrow 17.
Somebody call an ambulance, because Isaiah Jacob just broke some guy's ankles at about the 40-yard line with a shoulder fake on the inside and dropped the defender right down to the ground to bust a big play to the outside.
Duggar from the right side and Keelan Carty in motion to the right. Handoff. Oh, no, dropping back to pass. Duggar throwing, connecting at the 15-yard line. It's caught. Oh, my goodness. Move up those chains. Peyton Lusk makes the catch for a huge Owosso Ram. Waterstone Private Wealth Management first down. It'll be first and 10 from the 15-yard line of Broken Arrow. Owosso looking to try to score again right here. 2:21 left to go in this third quarter.
What a mismatch on the outside for the Rams.
Duggar back to throw, pump fakes, now throws into the end zone. Is it caught? Is it caught? Yes, touchdown!
Wow!
Carty! Oh, my! Oh, my goodness.
It's Peyton Lusk again.
Peyton Lusk again. I'm sorry. Keelan Carty was right behind him.
Oh, the 6'3". the 6'3" Peyton Lusk goes up and just snags it out of the air. As he was actually behind the defender. The defender had good position on him. I believe that was Corey Williams, who goes 5'10".
William Phelps trying to kick the extra point here. It's through the uprights and good. And just like that, at the 2:05 mark, it's Owosso 28, Broken Arrow 17. So Peyton Lusk in the end zone for another Owosso touchdown. We're back after this 30-second timeout for the kick. You're listening to Owosso Ram football from the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl on 100.1 KYFM.
On today's edition of Owosso Rams Trivia, how many people can Charlie's Chicken cater to at an event?
I'll take 100 people.
Wait, I think they would cater to 1,000 people.
Maybe 1,000,000 people.
Are you sure about that?
We might have to ask them about catering to 1,000,000 people, but everyone in Owosso knows that Charlie's Chicken is happy to cater events large and small. Call them today at 609-8200 for more information.
Let's go in the third quarter. Owosso leading Broken Arrow 28-17. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Rob Williams, Kelly Ward along with you tonight. And with another Jay and Company's certified public accountants by the numbers stats update here, Steve.
Well, it didn't take long. It was a 79-yard drive, and it only took 4 plays and 1:25 off the clock. You had 2 big pass plays to Peyton Lusk, including
onside kick. Who's going to get it? Who's going to get it? Hagan Hood was the kicker. It was onside, and I believe Broken Arrow's got it. Steve, continue.
No, that's fine. Lusk was able to finish that drive with a 15-yard touchdown reception from Cole Duggar. Broken Arrow, who has started 4-for-4 on third down, is 0-for-5 on their last 5 third downs.
2:04 left to play in the third quarter. Broken Arrow, first and 10 at their own 45. A lot of people saying that this game could be an early indicator of the postseason, Steve, and that's the case. Things are looking good for our Rams. And now Raines, the quarterback, spins to the right, looking to throw. He'll sling it up the right side and connect with an open receiver at the 48-yard line, and that is going to be Parker Coyne on the catch there.
And things are starting to get chippy out on the field. We had 3 different areas where we might have had a late hit, and Hayden Grant is doing some jawing, and he just now got a personal foul.
Yeah, there's your flag
Coach
on the play.
Coach Blankenship is not happy at Hayden Grant right now is that's going to move the ball up as a penalty. I know Hayden lost his helmet, but he's just got to go back and line up. He can't get caught up in being baited into that type of situation. He's a fantastic football player. I know he's had a tough matchup tonight, but he's done a good job. But you don't want to let plays like that let this broken arrow ball club back into the ball game.
Now that penalty and that amount of yardage getting these broken arrow fans excited.
Well, you try the onside kick, you don't recover that. They get good position, field position at near midfield, and now down to the Ram 32-yard line.
Trips to the left now, Reigns on the right hash mark. Nobody to the right as he'll take the snap here. With Johnson next to him, Johnson takes the handoff. Up the right hash mark he goes. He'll get to the 27-yard line before he's stopped, and that's a gain of 6 on the play. With a minute 35 left to go in the third, it's 28-17 Owosso.
This is going to get good.
You're giddy over there, I'm telling you.
There's some post-play activity going on.
Are you going to moderate the boxing match here in a few minutes?
No, but I'm excited about our chances. I'm not scared.
Maybe we should bring Lincoln back. Didn't he do a boxing match or two?
He's probably done a few of those, but...
Twins to the left this time. Reigns out on the right hash mark. Claps his hands, takes the snap, rolling out to the right this time. Brought down from behind by an Owosso defender. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Caleb Nealis on that tackle. He jumps into the air to celebrate. Wow. Caleb Nealis is a force to be reckoned with. He is 6 foot, 245 pounds at the defensive end position.
And here's a key, Grant. Jake Reigns lost his helmet, so he has to come off the field for a play. And I believe they're going to send in Seth Dodd. Well, I don't know if it's Seth Dodd or...
No, it's Sterling. Seth Dodd.
It is Seth Dodd.
Yeah. Seth Dodd coming in, I believe. Yeah, I think so. They've got three number 11s here, so forgive us if there's some debate. Handoff, Johnson, up the right hash mark. He'll get down to the 27-yard line.
I'll tell you what, this Ram defensive line is just blowing up front. They are getting into the backfield. And when they meet the ball carrier, they're coming in with a bad attitude.
Yeah, Dodd, the number 2 man on the depth chart there, Steve, so we're good. And just like that, that's the end of the third quarter. Our score, Owosso 28, Broken Arrow 17. Into the fourth quarter we go. We'll take a one-minute break and be back right after this. You're listening to the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl, driven by the Jim Glover family of autos. And this is Owosso Ram football on 100.1 KYFM.
Hey, everybody. It's Ray Adcock with Christian Brothers Automotive in Owosso. And I just want to share a simple challenge with you today. And that challenge is just to smile. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in what we're doing and what we're thinking about, we don't remember to smile. I know that when I remember to smile at people, oftentimes they smile back. And that's because smiling has the power to improve somebody's mood in that moment. So I just want to remind you today, join with me and let's remember to smile more.
Hey, Owosso, Coach Blankenship here. You know these guys are big Ram fans. Before you take another Ram road trip, make sure your car is ready to go with a visit to Robertson Tire. From new tires to oil changes and so much more, the Robertson boys have you covered. Visit them at 8431 Owosso Expressway or find one of their 14 locations all across the Tulsa Metro.
Robertson Tire, keep rolling with Robertson.
Back here at Tiger Memorial Stadium, Owosso leading at 28-17 over the Broken Arrow Tigers. They are having some sort of competition on the field, Steve, in which the Jim Glover family of autos has brought three late model trucks, one of them a Dodge Ram 1500, a Jeep Gladiator truck, and a Chevy from the Jim Glover Chevy by the River store. And I guess if you are, you can throw footballs through the windows of these trucks, maybe for the chance to win one. I think they were giving away a lease on one or something of that nature.
I'm not sure exactly what the rule is on this.
Well, they're going to try from the 35-yard line. to throw a football through the window of a truck. Well, he drops back to pass. Here's the throw, and it's he overthrows his intended target. Is that a way to say it when we're talking about a truck competition? Well, that's going to prolong our break here between the third and fourth quarter. We'll let you know that as we come to the top of the hour, you're listening to KYFM Bartlesville, KYFM HD1 Bartlesville. Steve Mowry, if you are Bill Blankenship, what are you telling your team in order to try to keep this lead of 11 points or more in this last 12 minutes of the ballgame?
Well, a couple of things is keep your head when you're in the game and don't do silly things that will hurt your ball club. And the Rams in complete control. We look at these numbers, Grant. The Rams have 27 carries for 101 yards. Cole Duggar is 10 of 18 for 187 yards, 288 total yards in the game through three quarters for Owosso. Broken Arrow, 31 carries for 127 yards, only 4 of 8 passing for 15 yards. As we get ready for a 35-yard field goal, it's up, and this one's no good.
No good.
It's going to be short and wide right, so the Ram defense comes up and holds again.
28-17. They were kicking that one on 4th and 6, as Steve was giving the stats.
They had the 34-yard field goal earlier,
yeah.
So I understand why Coach Alexander was going to try to do that one, but that was a knuckleball that went up about I don't know. He didn't get the height on it that he wanted, and it went about 40 yards. It was a 45-yard field goal. They were kicking it from the 35.
So that'll leave Owosso to take over 1st and 10 on their own 20, Steve. And
offensively for the Rams, Isaiah Jacobs has 18 carries for 90 yards and 2 touchdowns. Peyton Lusk, who's become a force, especially here in the second half, 4 receptions for 88 yards, 2 of those big ones on the touchdown drive where he made the touchdown catch.
Man in motion to the left, that's Ronnie Thomas. Handoff, Isaiah Jacobs up the middle. He goes to the 22-yard line, maybe to the 23. That should bring up 2nd and 7 now for the Owosso Rams, who took over 1st and 10 from the 20 after the field goal attempt.
Penalty yardage in the game, really not a factor per se, as Owosso has done pretty well, only committing 3 penalties for 25 yards. Broken Arrow, 4 penalties for 40 yards, as Isaiah Jacobs is down on the field after that carry.
28-17, your score, if you're just joining us.
Appears to be just cramps.
Owosso leading Broken Arrow into the fourth quarter, 11:37 left to go in this ballgame. And, Steve, I tell you, with the win that was taken out of Owosso's sails, it's remarkable that they've come as far as they have to put this lead on.
Yeah, I mean, this has been a back-and-forth contest. You expect it out of two heavyweights like these two ball clubs. And really, I think the biggest surprise for me, or the pleasant surprise, is this Owosso defense. Maybe being able to withstand and, you know, took a punch in the mouth early on that long drive by Broken Arrow, something we kind of expected they could do. But now this Ram defense, Coach Bobby Klink, defensive coordinator, has done a fantastic job of making adjustments. And Broken Arrow really on their heels, and they missed that last field goal. Rams maintain this 11-point lead, 28-17, as we see Isaiah Jacobs slip off the field as he cramped up on that last carry, so we'll want to keep an eye on him. Coming in to run will be Hagan Hood, a 5'8", 165-pound junior. He gets
and
the first carry.
Hood up the middle. He'll get to the 23-yard line, the line of scrimmage, and no further, and that'll bring up a third down here. 11:20 left to go in the ball game. 28-17. Owosso leading it by 11 if you're just joining us.
Broken Arrow defensive line starting to get up slowly off the turf now. As we mentioned, they like to go to 4 down linemen to 3. Now they do a 3-3 stack.
Trips to the right, twins to the left. Empty backfield behind our quarterback, Duggar. He'll get to the 30-yard line, and they'll get the first down as he got up to about the 32 before he's brought down and brought back by a group of Tiger defenders, but that should be good enough to move up the chains for another Waterstone Private Wealth Management first down. 10:48 left to play, clock ticking with Owosso on top, 28-17. Thank you for being with us tonight here on 100.1 KYFM and on the Owosso Sports Network. Grant Merrill, Steve Maurer, Kelly Ward, and Rob Williams along with you tonight. Taking the snap, Duggar, man in motion to the right, that's Thomas. Handoff, Hagan Hood up the middle, gets to the 35, up to the 37-yard line. Gain of 5 on the play. He'll bring up 2nd down and 5, Steve.
Ram offensive line really moving people out up front. Hood wasn't even touched till he was about 4 yards past the line of scrimmage.
2nd down, 6 to go.
A little bit different running style than Isaiah Jacobs. Isaiah carries about an extra 40 pounds, but Hood with some real quickness, very patient, and then just darts right through the middle of the line. And the Rams, I think they'll be fairly content to be just move the football on the ground.
Duggar with twins to the right now, takes the snap off the left hash mark, drops back to throw and slings it up to the left side, aiming for Peyton Lusk, who was split out to the 40-yard line. That one falls incomplete, and that'll bring up 3rd down and 6.
Yeah, that pass just got away from Cole Duggar a little bit as it was low and away. And now we're going to see Broken Arrow go to a nickel package here on defense.
9:37 left to go here. 3rd down and 5. Twins out to each side of the line. Duggar off the left hash mark, ready to take the snap with Hood next to him. Dropping back to throw. Duggar slings it up the middle of the field, connecting with Lusk. He's brought down at the 43-yard line. Move up those chains. That's another Waterstone. Private Wealth Management, 1st down.
Both players are still down, Peyton Lusk, and then getting up slowly for Broken Arrow. I'm trying to see who that is. Maybe Jalen Moss.
Lusk is down kind of on his knees.
I think they both just met at the same time in the air and knocked the air out of each player.
Yeah, mid-air collision there. So while they tend to him, we'll take a 30-second timeout. 9:30 left to play. In this one, it's Owosso 28, Broken Arrow 17. This is the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl and Owosso Ram football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM. Back after this.
Tulsa Bone and Joint Owosso is proud to support the Owosso Rams. Our trained orthopedic physicians and athletic trainers will be on the sidelines in case you need us. With an office conveniently located inside the St. John Owosso Physician Building, Tulsa Bone and Joint physicians and physical therapists are nearby to serve you and your family. We wish the Owosso Rams a safe and successful football season. Tulsa Bone and Joint Owosso, moving life forward.
Left to play in this ballgame, 28-17 our score, as Peyton Lusk being tended to by some trainers. They're getting him up, and he was slow to get up, Steve, but walking off the field on his own power, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, coach is high-fiving him, so I think he just, like we assumed, maybe just got the wind knocked out of him. He's had a great game here tonight, including that touchdown catch. That was phenomenal.
So that'll bring up 1st down and 10 for the Owosso Rams from the 43-yard line.
Been a nice drive here so far. 9:22 to go here in the fourth quarter.
And now Duggar taking the snap, a reverse play as they get it into the hands of a ball carrier there, down to the 30, 25, 20. He's still on his feet. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Owosso Rams. Cole Adams, ladies and gentlemen, give him 6. It's 34-17, 9:09 left to play here.
The freshman on a reverse goes to the far side of the field. Looked like he's going to be run out of bounds. He stops, cuts back inside to the middle of the field, and scores the Rams another touchdown as they extend their lead here in the fourth quarter. Point after attempt is pending.
And now William Phelps ready to try the point after to see if he can put it through the upright. We'll see what he can do here. The hold, the kick, it is up through the uprights and good. And Owosso takes a 35-17 lead with 9:09 left to go in this one. Hang on, we've got a great one ahead. Back after this 30-second timeout, you're listening to Owosso Ram football from the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl on 100.1 KYFM.
You have plans that are bigger, ideas that will take you to new heights. You have a voice,
a unique point of view. But did you know you have a place to use it? At Tulsa Community College, we're a launchpad for discovering your goals and dreams. We provide the support you need to find your definition of success. And together, we'll help you make it a reality. Enroll now at tulsacc.edu. TCC, our commitment, your success.
Left to go in this one. 35-17 our score. Owosso leading Broken Arrow. And much like the Hebrews fleeing Egypt, the Broken Arrow fans are trotting out of the stadium tonight. And I'm telling you,
I thought it was just a big gust of wind coming through here, Grant, but it's all the BA crowd leaving. There's 9:09 to go here at in the fourth quarter.
You can't count either of these teams out, even with 9:09 left to go, but it is sure looking good for Owosso tonight as Johnson back deep to receive for the Broken Arrow Tigers, and that is Jalen Johnson. They'll get up, tee it up at the 40-yard line, and Hagen Hood gets set to kick it from left to right here. TU has had a history of kicking it short in this ballgame. End-over-end kick is going to be fielded at the 25-yard line, brought back to the 30, 35, 40, up to the 42-yard line is where they'll mark it down. And that's where it'll be first and 10 for the Broken Arrow Tigers. 9:04 left to play. Owosso leading it by 18, 35-17. First and 10 from the 41. So Broken Arrow moving right to left. Trips out to the left. And Reigns, the quarterback, sending a man in motion to the right. That's Isaiah Keller. Reigns ready to take the snap here. Drops back to throw. Looks to dial up a receiver. Slinging it left side. His intended receiver is pummeled at the 45-yard line. And just like that, that'll be a 5-yard gain for Broken Arrow. But man, oh man, the wide receiver that was pummeled there, I believe that was Dillard, Torrey Dillard, he was stopped dead in his tracks.
I'm enjoying watching the play away from the play. These guys are going after one another.
Second down and 5. Twins to the left this time. Off the left hash mark, Reigns handing off first man through.
Brendan Dye says, not any further than this.
Brought down by the brigade, ladies and gentlemen.
He is fired up. That's why he's wearing a single-digit number.
That was Tolbert on the carry. And Brendan Dye saying, never say die tonight.
Okay. My goodness, he has grown so much in 1 year. Remember, he got thrown into the mix when Keaton Hay was injured last year, and he just looked like he was lost for a little bit. But I'm telling you what, he has worked hard and become a mainstay leader of this Ram defense.
Trips to the right this time. Reigns off the left hash mark, dropping back to throw. He'll scramble to the left, still in trouble, hit by a defender. At the 46-yard line and making that stop there for Owosso, looks like that was Hayden Grant. That'll bring up fourth down and 4.
Yeah.
We'll see what Broken Arrow decides to do right here.
I'm a little surprised, Grant, and I don't think Rain saw his receiver, but the tight end went down about 6 or 7 yards and was waving his hands and was open, and I'm just not sure Reigns has the confidence to make a throw in the middle of the field right now, this Rams secondary.
Fourth down and 5. Broken Arrow set to kick it away here. 7:07 left to go. Owosso leading at 35-17. If you're just joining us, here comes the kick.
Oh, I thought he had a fake on.
And now it's going to be bouncing back into the
2-yard
line.
He drew it back. It bounced. I mean, it almost broke the plane of the goal line, which wouldn't have mattered. But it drew back. Well, about like your 7-iron, Bailey Goff.
That's why they won't let me onto the Patriots, Steve. They've seen me.
Well, there's other reasons, but we'll say that one there is one. So,
here I am pumping the Folds of Honor Patriot.
Oh, yeah, we got to be good.
I can't even get on the golf course out there. Well, I do appreciate Zach Harbaugh, who bought me lunch there, even though yeah. Steve Mowry has offered to several times and has not followed through. So.
Oh, I will today.
Zach Harbaugh, of course, our sponsor from Duralast Roofing. 6:52, our score, or our time left in the game, our score, 35-17.
Got to be careful of the safety here.
Ready to take the snap as Doug flags fly.
So we're going to lose about 14 inches back to our goal line.
Oh, my.
So the last three drives for Owosso have gone 80 yards, 79 yards, and 80 yards in what many believe might be the best defense in Class 6A. That's pretty good offensive power by the Owosso Rams here tonight with 35 points on the board and 6:51 left to go in this ball game.
You know, when I see us sitting on the one-yard line, I have to say I do have a cautionary flashback to when Bentonville West was in this position, and they were knocked back into their own end zone, and we pounced on it for a touchdown. But we were able to, on that last play, push forward about 2 yards, so that'll get us at least maybe to the three. Yeah, they call it the two. 6:32 left to play. Second down.
I think the Rams are going to take a timeout here.
Probably a well-needed one here.
No, they're going to switch players. It was just a player switch. 17 seconds on the play clock, so plenty of time. Be interesting to see if Coach Blankenship wants to try to throw out of the end zone. I wouldn't be afraid of it at this point. Offense has been in a great rhythm for most of this ball game.
Not a whole lot to lose by doing so. As Duggar drops back to throw, he tries to sling it over to the right side where Lusk was split out. That'll bring a third down and 10. 6:03 left to play here. 35-17 our score. Owosso leading it. If you're just joining us.
So now it's third down. Tell you, I don't feel comfortable punting out of my own end zone. See what the Rams can do here. Maybe move the chains.
Maybe they can remedy that situation here. Duggar. With Jacobs next to him.
And we got movement on the right side. It wasn't called.
Now a flag flying as Duggar runs forward, and they try to get him at the five. He runs past the defender. He'll run out of bounds at the 11, but we got to see what this flag is.
That's going to be procedure against the Rams.
So a precarious situation that they're trying to get out of here. Referees are talking things over. 5:56 left to play, 35-17. Owosso leading it. And I'd like to say hello to the people at Prep Force, the people who determined that this was a national game of the week. And I would also like to say hi to all four members of their staff who picked Broken Arrow to win this tonight. It's not over yet, but it's looking good for the Rams.
They made a mistake.
Yeah, I think so. Now we've got a timeout on the field. We'll take one with them. When we come back, it'll be third and 11 as we try to battle from our own one-yard line. We'll be back right after this 30-second break. You're listening to Owosso Ram football from the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl on 100.1 KYFM.
Hello, Ram fans. This is Coach Blankenship. The Owosso Rams are all about building great character. Hard work, honesty, and commitment are just a few things we instill in our players every day. So when you want an insurance agent that brings those things to the table, call Hometown Insurance and Agent Keith Tu in Owosso. He'll work hard to make sure you get the right coverage for your family at the most affordable price. Call 928-4545 or visit insurewithkeith.com. Hometown Insurance and Agent Keith Tu, proud to support your Owosso Rams.
We welcome you back to Tiger Memorial Stadium in Broken Arrow, where Owosso leads at 35-17 with 5:39 left to go in this one. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, and Kelly Ward along with you. Rob Williams adding up the stats here. And we go from the one-yard line, third down and 11. Cole Duggar ready to take the snap to see if he can pass out of the end zone. He'll roll out to the left, slinging it.
Oh, my, that was dangerous. He tried to throw it into the hands of
Isaiah Jacobs, and it went off of his fingertips. That'll bring up fourth down and 11.
Ever want to see the ball batted up anywhere, but particularly inside your own five-yard line?
Yeah, that could have been dangerous there. So now,
fourth down.
We'll have to remember that we've had a punt block tonight.
Yeah,
so
the key here is to just kick it somewhere fast.
Kick it as hard as you can.
Your defense has played great, so just make sure you
just get it out. Here we go. Well, are they going to go for it here?
No. They were going to quick kick kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And now we've got another timeout.
But Broken Arrow into a timeout. They were not ready for that.
Well, we'll take it with them and be back right after this. You're listening to Wausau Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
It's that time of year again when our famous Billy's Chili is at Billy Sims Barbecue. It's a chili palooza. Come in for our original chili or take it up a notch with a Frito pie, or be a chili connoisseur and try our newest Mac Daddy, a Frito pie piled with our fan favorite mac and cheese. We look forward to the chili-bration with you at Billy Sims Owosso store located at 12416 East 86th Street near Owosso High School. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back. It is Owosso leading Broken Arrow 35-17, 5:33 left to play here in this ball game. Fourth and 11 from the 1 yard line. Cole Duggar.
He's going to sprint out. He's going
to
take
rolling out to the right.
Yep. There
and
we go.
He's going to take the safety right here, and that'll give Broken Arrow 2 points. 35-19. Sometimes taking the safety less risky than doing anything else.
Well, you've got a big lead. You've already had one punt blocked. You had another punt that was botched on the snap and the handle. The one thing you're going to do is stretch the field for Broken Arrow, and they have not shown the ability, particularly in this second half, to establish a drive, and you'd much rather give up 2 points than 7 points. 5:27 to go here in the fourth period. Rams lead 35-19, so right now, you look at that, I'm fine with it. I think that's a brilliant play call by Coach Blankenship. And get your ball club out of the shadows of the end zone and out where you can at least give your defense an opportunity.
Just be grateful that we're in a position where we have 2 points to give.
Right.
5:27 left to play. Owosso will kick it away here. So they'll line it up at the 20-yard line. And Owosso watching his Broken Arrow sends Jalen Johnson back deep to receive for the Tigers. 5:27 left to go, as Steve mentioned, 35-19 our score. Elf lining up for the kick as they tee it up at the 20. Getting some men in place here in the line. And Hagan Hood is going to try the onside kick here. It's going to bounce, and it will be fielded at the 50-yard line to the 45-40. Breaking through at the 31-yard line is Torrey Dillard. That's where he'll be brought down, and Broken Arrow will have it first and 10. So now another opportunity here, Steve, for the Owosso defense to step it up. This one's not over yet.
Check with Rob Williams. I think we were notified that BA only has 2 first downs since the first quarter.
That was some information that was given to us.
Yeah.
Rob Williams says yes.
Got to send an assist out to Mike Lambert.
And now we've got
a player down on the field
that we need to tend to. While they tend to him, we'll take a 30-second break and be back right after this, listening to Owosso Ram Football on KYFN.
Hello, Owosso. This is Matt Jay, managing shareholder at Jay & Company CPA, located right here in Owosso. Our firm offers professional services in tax preparation, bookkeeping, financial compilations, and payroll. Contact us today at 918-272-1123 or visit our website at mattjcpa.com or follow us on social media. Keep it local and go Rams.
Tristan Prophet is the injured Owosso Ram. He's up on his own power, helped off the field by the trainers, but things are looking okay as we are at the 5:21 mark here in this ball game. Owosso leading at 35-19. Broken Arrow at the 1st and 10 mark on the Owosso 31-yard line. Sorry, Steve,
we're good.
Move from right to left on the radio dial.
Try to see if we can run some clock at least. Should be able to score. But, boy, the Ram defense has just played out of their minds in this second half.
Reigns on the left hash mark, ready to take the snap here. Drops back to throw. Looks to dial up a receiver.
Yeah.
His pass falls incomplete, and that'll bring up second down. 5:17 left to play here. 2nd and 10. From the 31.
Reigns just has not shown the ability to be able to throw the ball consistently. And if that's what BA is going to rely upon, you look for the Rams to maybe come up with an interception.
They've been good at that this year, for sure.
Rams with no turnovers in the ballgame.
Twins to the right, one man split to the left. Back to throw. Back to throw is Reigns, looking in trouble to scramble to the left. He'll run out of bounds at the 23-yard line, and that'll be a 8-yard gain to bring up 3rd down and 2. Or 2nd down and 2.
They're moving the chains.
Oh, they're moving the chains. It's a first down. Sorry about that.
They gave him that extra yard.
Thought that he was just shy, so... Well, I stand corrected, as I do many times per ball game. So.
Okay. Try to keep him in bounds. The main thing right now, we want to keep the clock running.
1st and 10. Reigns from the left hash mark, ready to take the snap. He'll drop back to throw. Looking to dial up a receiver. In trouble. He's going to be brought down at the 19-yard line. So a gain of only 2 on the play will bring up 2nd down and
that keeps
8
the clock
yards.
Running.
4:54 left to go here. Owosso 35, Broken Arrow 19.
Got quiet on this side, didn't it?
Well, half of them left.
Yeah.
So, with Twins to the right, one man split to the left, taking the snap here is a new quarterback, Dodd. They're going to fumble the football.
They're going to say he was down.
Oh, okay, they brought him down at the 14-yard line. So we'll see what Seth Dodd could do at the quarterback.
They have an injury timeout as well. The Broken Arrow player is still on the ground. He's hurt.
So we'll see what's going on here. We'll take a 30-second break and be back right after this. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football, 100.1 KYFM.
Hello, Ram Nation. This is Coach Blankenship. As the great Vince Lombardi said, winning means you're willing to go longer, work harder, and give more than anyone else. That's what we strive for on the football field, and that's what Jim Glover Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat strives for, too. And from experience, I can tell you, the Jim Glover Auto family goes above and beyond to make sure your experience is nothing short of exceptional in both sales and service. So when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, join the winning team and head to Jim Glover Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, Highway 169 and 160. 6th Street North. Tell them Coach Blankenship sent you.
Back here in Broken Arrow, 35-19, our score, 4:11 left to play here.
Jalen Johnson being helped off the field, unable to put any weight on that right knee or ankle. So,
well, if you're David Alexander, that's not something you want to see.
He's been a great player for them here this evening.
So, back in at quarterback, Reigns is back in the ballgame after letting Dodd take a snap here. Hand off, first man through, is going to get down to the 11-yard line, down to the 10. And that'll be another first down for the Broken Arrow Tigers.
We've got a flag on the far side. It's going to be a personal foul on somebody, maybe after the play. This one may go against Broken Arrow. Hayden Grant was involved in the scrum again, though.
Yeah. That's been a commonality tonight, hasn't it? Hayden has been where the action is, for sure. third down, 4 yards to go. And that's going to turn into a penalty for broken arrow that's going to bring them back to about the 25-yard line. That's where they're marking it off to, the 26, actually.
Yeah.
So first and 10 from the 20, or first and 15 from the 26-yard line.
So Tigers had any hopes of getting back in this. That penalty is huge with under 4 minutes to go and forces them into what would appear to be a passing situation, and they have not shown the ability to be able to do that effectively here this evening.
Trips to the right, reins off the left hash mark. Ready to take the snap here. Dropping back to throw, Reigns looking, and he's pummeled. Wow! What a stop there by Ahmad Triplett of the Rams as he just hits him like a Mack truck.
You know, and we've said this about so many players tonight. Ahmad has had a fantastic game, but this Ram defense has come out with a purpose tonight.
Goodness gracious.
That's fun.
Second down and 16. Twins to each side of the line here. Reigns off the left hash mark, dropping back to throw, looking, straightened it up the field, and it's intercepted by Triplett. Back to the 50, back to the 45, 40, 30, 25, 20, 15, and 10, 5,
they got
one down at the 3-yard line. Oh, my goodness. What an interception. What a run the other way. Ahmad Triplett almost to the end zone. Wow, 3:05 left to play here.
Boy, that cleared the BA crowd out of here. The Ram fans who came in contention tonight are all excited. They're all still here. We're having fun over in Broken Arrow.
We may have the place to ourselves here in about 30 seconds.
Shouldn't be a car. Shouldn't be a traffic jam on the way home, that's for sure.
Well, I think there are actually more people over here at the Cases General than there are at the ball game. Someone get a camera on the fuel pumps over there. It's a madhouse. 3:05 left to play, and from the 3-yard line into the end zone goes Hagan, into the end zone go the Owosso Rams touchdown. And just like that, put 6 on the board. It's 41-19.
It was Hagan Hood.
It was Hagan Hood. Yes, he marched right in there. He didn't have the ball in his hand. He dropped it right after he scored the touchdown. So I thought that was Hagan, but anyway, they put him in and they gave him 6. And so it's 41-19 with 3 minutes left to play. And if the interception didn't clear the broken arrow stands, that touchdown did. Here's the kick. The point after attempt is up through the uprights and good. 42-19 our score. 3:01 left to play. We're back after this. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on KYFM.
Getting a mortgage should fit your life. At First United Mortgage Group, we sit down and really get to know you. We answer your questions and ask some of our own so we can best understand your unique situation. The result is a mortgage that is specifically tailored to you and your investment. Call me, J.D. Doris, today at 918-408-4991 or go to my website at okmortgagewizard.com. It's time to spend life wisely and go Rams.
Welcome back to Broken Arrow. 3:01 left to go. The home stands are almost empty as the Broken Arrow faithful file out. And Owosso takes a 42-19 lead. I'm Grant Merrill, along with an ecstatic and giddy Steve Mowry.
It is fun.
Kelly Ward down on the sidelines. He will hopefully have an ecstatic and giddy Bill Blankenship after the ball game. And
I'm going to guess Coach B will be in a little bit more receptive mood to visit with Kelly. And
Kelly just sent me a message and in that nice pastoral way, but Coach B was not in the mood to talk.
Yeah.
So we'll, I'm sure, have a great interview with him after the ball game tonight. Is with 3:01 left to go, Owosso looking here at a 23-point lead, and maybe a 23-point win. Who would have saw that coming?
No.
Here's the kick. It's end over end toward the 30-yard line, picked up by the Tigers. They'll get up to the 39.
Just puts his face mask to face mask and wrestles the returner down to the ground.
That was Isaiah Keller on the return there for the Broken Arrow Tigers, first and 10. Their own 39-yard line, moving from right to left.
I believe that's four turnovers tonight for this Broken Arrow Tiger ball club, three fumbles and then that interception. We talked about it in the pregame. This type of ball game, the team that makes those kind of mistakes is usually the one that comes out on the short end, and the Rams have made the Tigers pay for it tonight.
So, Reigns, the quarterback, hands off, first man through, is going to get smashed up there at about the 40-yard line. Union has taken a 35-20 lead over Jinx. The 0-2 Redskins probably getting their first win tonight in their big rivalry game. Here, second down and 7, with 2:26 left to play in the clock running. Owosso leading at 42-19 over Broken Arrow. Reigns, offset eye, hand off to the tailback. He'll try to bust up the middle, and he'll get to the 45, no further.
He does get to the further.
And now he's off for a touch, trying to make a touchdown run. And Gage Laney says, I don't think so. He's going to pull him down from behind. And on the run there was Sanchez Banks. And so he'll get down to the 16. So I thought he had gotten down and no further. I think you did too. And then he just kind of busted out of that defensive coverage.
The whole Ram defense thought he was down, and he popped out and was in the clear. Gage Laney showing good speed, didn't give up on the play, and chases him down from behind.
He popped out like a bull out of the rodeo chute. Handoff is to Sanchez Banks, tries to take it up the middle again. He'll get about a 3-yard gain there. Up to the 12 he goes. Make it a 4-yard gain.
We got to start thinking about a player of the game.
Oh, man.
They are everywhere tonight.
McDonald's may be out of burgers by the time we vote for all of our people. Because it's not like this. You want to give it to all of them.
Right.
And off, first man through, up the left side, down to the 5-yard line. Flags flying as Sanchez Banks.
I think we may have a hold on a Broken Arrow, and that's going to back them back up.
So, that's going to send them back. That little Banks kid is... Where was he earlier in the ball game? He's actually looking pretty good for Broken Arrow tonight. Running back, he's 5'10", 205 pounds.
Just 50, a junior.
55 seconds left as Owosso will go to 3-0 and should be the number one team in the state, I would think.
Yep.
Hand off, first man through, gets up to 16, no further. And now there's probably time for one more play in this ballgame. Bust out your phone fingers, folks. We're number one. Owosso is going to go on to win this one by 23 points tonight, unless Broken Arrow just does something in this last 18 seconds. Reigns the quarterback. Handing off, first man through, gets down to the 15, down to the 10, down to
the
5.
Oh, there's a flag in the back. That's going to
flag on the play.
That's just too wide open. Gage Laney was coming in for the tackle, and he just got crunched in the back. That'll back him up.
That's going to bring up third down here with 4 seconds left to go. Owosso's going to win either way.
Yeah.
And we can call this a ball game, but it's what the score is going to be depends on this next play here. If Broken Arrow tries to punch it in one more time,
no, they're done. Clock's run out,
and they're going to let this one roll out. Owosso claims the first ever Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl with a 42-19 win over the Broken Arrow Tigers. And I don't think anybody saw this, a win of this magnitude coming. What a ball game, Steve, as we'll try to get Kelly and Bill Blankenship here in just a second.
They're fireworks for us. They're really nice here to do that.
Broken Arrow for giving us a fireworks show. So obviously somebody over there with the quick trigger is happy about the Owosso win tonight. So anyway, let's go down to Kelly Ward on the sideline. Kelly, what a win tonight. I tell you, if Bill Blankenship wasn't ready to talk to you at the half, he ought to be ready to talk to you now.
I would imagine so. Being celebrated at the moment, the team and talking to the coaches and things. But what a game, and yeah, it is so loud out here, Brett. It is an incredible, exciting win for the Owosso Rams on a night. I'm going to give you two chairs. Coach, you got 30 seconds. Can you tell me what to think about the game? Second game, your kids just get told. He's going to make the best team.
Sidelines roaming around tonight. We're still getting a big fireworks show here, Steve.
Yeah, that's nice of the Glover family and the Folds of Honor to have that here as the fans get ready to leave the field. The Owosso Rams going over in front of the band and finishing this out. An exciting night as we finish what we call our preseason play 3-0. The Rams will probably move up to number one. That's fun on paper. I'm not as excited about that. I like being in the number two or three spot, but number one feels good. But I tell you what, this game tonight, it didn't turn out the way I thought it would. I thought the Rams would win, but I did not think they would win in this kind of dominating fashion. You come in to the home field of the defending Class 6A champions. They had a 14-game winning streak, and the Rams come in. They took a couple of big punches in that first half. But I tell you what I'm seeing with this ball club right now, Grant, is this coaching staff can make halftime adjustments and come out and just incredible job by the coaching staff and what they did here. I've got Broken Arrow being held to 5 points in the second half, and basically three as the Rams gave them 2 points on that safety where Cole Duggar runs out of bounds.
All right, we've got a lot to do for our First United Bank Mortgage Group Ram recap when we come back. We'll name a McDonald's player of the game. We'll go over a Jay and Company certified public accountants by the number stats update. We'll wrap this puppy up from Broken Arrow tonight. You're now number one, Owosso Rams, 42. Broken Arrow, 19. Back in 3 minutes, this is Owosso Ram football on 100.1 KYFM.
In our hometown, there are a couple of things you could always count on. One of them is the fact that we love our Owosso Rams, and the other is the fact that First Bank of Owosso is there for our community. From their president on down, you'll find that First Bank of Owosso is full of local people who make local decisions, and they're always here to help. Stop by one of First Bank of Owosso's three locations today and see the difference for yourself. First Bank of Owosso, visit them online at firstbank.net.
Hey Owosso, this is Coach Blankenship reminding you that when you need help with your roof, do business with the local guys that put integrity first. Zach Harbaugh's crew at Duralast Roofing brings a two-decade track record of hard work and great experience to your project, and they'll treat your home like it's their own. Durable, affordable, and built to last. Duralast Roofing in Owosso, 918-906-7800, or visit them online at DuralastRoofing.com.
Hey, this is Pastor Bruce McCarty with the Owosso First Assembly. Our church family is proud of the Owosso Rams this football season, and we'd like to invite your family to our services this weekend. We meet at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings. We have O-Town services for our kids, and young people are invited to be a part of our Extreme Youth Ministry. Come see us this Sunday or watch our services online at owossofirst.com. You're always welcome at Owosso First Assembly.
Hi, I'm Robert Long with State Farm Insurance. We are about to celebrate our 37th year in Owosso. And all that time, we have been diehard supporters of the Owosso Rams. Just like they have a plan to win football games, State Farm has a plan to give your family the peace of mind that comes with having great insurance. Whether you are looking for home, auto, or life insurance, call me, Robert Long, at 918-272-7162. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When my husband and I got married, we didn't really have the budget for the ring of my dreams. So recently we decided as a couple to upgrade to the jewelry we really wanted. The ring I imagined wasn't in just any store. So like many others in Owosso, we called John E. Kohler. We found out very quickly that if we could dream it, John E. Kohler Jewelry Design could make exactly what we wanted. And the price was great too. Stop by and see their award-winning work for yourself at John E. Kohler Jewelry Design, 9455 North Owosso Expressway in the Tai'an Plaza. You'll be glad. And you did.
Western Sun Federal Credit Union has been serving the financial needs of their members in the Tulsa metro area for almost 80 years. With six full-service locations, including their newest office in Owosso, Western Sun Federal Credit Union is your convenient source for almost any financial need. Come by the Owosso location at Highways 20 and 169 or visit them online at WSFCU.com. Western Sun Federal Credit Union, a proud sponsor of Owosso Rams football, federally insured by NCUA.
We welcome you back. 42-19, our final score. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Kelly Ward, Rob Williams along with you tonight. We've been furiously figuring up the post-game stats, and we're about ready to name a McDonald player of the game here in just a few moments. But first, let's get a Matt Day and company by the number stats update with Steve Mowry.
Well, the Rams finish up with 163 yards on the ground, 209 yards through the air. Cole Duggar, 11 of 20 on the night. No interceptions, three games. He's yet to throw an interception. Fantastic job by Duggar. On the other side, Broken Arrow tries to pound it on the ground 42 times for 215 yards. They were only 5 of 11 in the passing game with one interception for 20 yards. 372 yards for the Owosso Rams, 235 for the Broken Arrow Tigers. The Rams did lose a fumble early on, and turnovers were a big key, a big part in this ball game, as Broken Arrow lost a couple of fumbles as well. Penalties in the game, not much of a factor, none at critical times. Here's an interesting stat is Broken Arrow had 10 minutes of time of possession more than the Owosso Rams, 28 to 19 minutes. Usually when you see a team control the football that long, that is reflected in the score, but not tonight as the Rams able to dominate and score quickly and often. They were 4 of 11 on third down, and Broken Arrow 5 of 12 on third down as well. Looking at the individual leaders for Broken Arrow, as we mentioned, they like to go running back by committee. Tolbert had 16 carries for 62 yards. Johnson, 11 carries for 54 yards. Banning, one attempt for 1 yard. And then Raines really did a good job in the first quarter. He's extended a couple of drives on long critical runs for the Tigers, finishes with 56 yards. As we mentioned, 5 of 11 in the passing game, and really just did not see any confidence in Broken Arrow's ability to pass tonight. I was a bit surprised, not that they did not throw very much, but that they were not very accurate or just didn't seem to be in sync right now with this quarterback, as he is intercepted by Ahmad Triplett there in the fourth quarter, who returns an interception 71 yards down to the 3-yard line before it is punched in by Hagan Hood, and then receiving on those five completions, four
were to Dillard for 11 yards and then only one to Isaiah Keller. I thought he was really going to be a problem for the Rams tonight, but our corners did a fantastic job. And just really, Deuce Mayberry and Omar Barker just took him out of the ball game. And I really think that kind of was a broken wing for the Tigers. For the Rams on the other side, another great night for Isaiah Jacobs, 19 carries for 93 yards, two touchdowns. Cole Duggar had a 7 carries for 25 yards. Cole Adams, the freshman, comes in for a carry. Just carried it one time, but he carried it 43 yards for a touchdown. So it's exciting to watch him run in the passing game. I mean, what we would call modest numbers for Cole Duggar, but very good numbers. Mario Kirby had one reception for 49 yards, but that one reception was for a touchdown.
Yeah.
And then you had Peyton Lusk with 5 receptions, 110 yards and a touchdown, and Keelan Carney with 2 receptions for 18 yards. So the Rams, really in dominating fashion, that does not reflect the dominance of the defense that they had here tonight, except the low numbers for Broken Arrow, 20 yards in the passing game. I tell you what, I got to tip my hat to the Owosso Ram coaches, number one, for having this team prepared for this type of ball game tonight, and also for the game plan that they had on the offensive and defensive sides. Had a little bit of adversity there at the end of the first half with the block punt for the end of the end zone, and then you come back out and you botch a punt to start the second half. No panic, no anxiety. The Rams just come out and begin to execute, and they maintain the momentum. You know, Broken Arrow had an opportunity on that botched punt to be able to get a touchdown, and the Rams held them to a field goal. And we said at that point in time, if BA comes out with a field goal, you kind of got to feel like that's a victory for the Rams. And it was, as they held the Tigers to that field goal and then a safety in the entire second half.
Again, 42-19, the final score. The Owosso Rams will move to number one in the great state of Oklahoma tonight as they knock off the reigning state champion Broken Arrow Tigers. And if you're just joining us, what a ball game that we have had tonight. It was just an outstanding play. And, you know, to put it in perspective, here's 2 weeks in a row that the odds have been stacked against Owosso. You've had pundits from the state of Arkansas picking against Owosso last week, picking the Fayetteville Purple Dogs, which, you know, give them their due. They are one of the premier programs in the state of Arkansas, but Owosso comes out and just shellacks them 51-19. And now tonight, you know, people thought that Owosso had a chance of winning this, but it might be a down-to-the-wire ball game where we win by a field goal or win by a touchdown, and we come out and win it by 23 points tonight. I don't think anybody, not even us, saw that coming. And you know, now you look to the future, the expectations are now higher than ever, and we've got a bigger target on our back as, you know, now the team to beat in Class 6A1.
Well, any time Owosso and Broken Arrow face each other on the football field, it's a scrum. Broken Arrow is always going to come in and be very physical and try to push you around. And when they don't get their way, typically they get frustrated and they don't have any other options. And that was the case here tonight. They didn't have the athletic quarterbacks as far as comparison to last year. There's no Noah Cortez. There's no Zach Marchelli. You know, I mean, you lose some very athletic ball players that were ball players that carried them to a state championship.
I told Bill Blankenship, I said, I bet you would have volunteered to give Noah Cortez his diploma yourself.
Yeah, and you just don't replace those caliber of ball players, much like Owosso a couple years ago when you lose a Josh Proctor, a Wayne Jones, and Will Keeney. I mean, you just don't plug in next man up and get the same results. But I tell you what, I think we saw the Owosso ball club we were hoping we would see here tonight. Offensively, defensively, you go back, I think two things that Coach Blankenship's going to want to clean up. Penalties, a couple stupid penalties in this ball game that can hurt your ball club if it's in a close ball game. Special teams, a lot of work needs to be done on special teams for this ball club to continue to make a run, because we've had 2 block punts in 3 games that have been recovered in the end zone for touchdowns, and we give up too much field position, and I think they're going to work out some things on the kickoff as well. But outside of that, this Ram ball club, they got things going in the right direction, and as far as we know, unless we hear from Coach Blankenship on his coaches show, look to me like the Rams came out tonight relatively healthy.
Absolutely, and hopefully they will stay that way. Well, it's time, as we do each week, to pick a McDonald's play of the game, brought to you by your three Owosso McDonald's locations. 76th Street, which will actually reopen, the dining room reopening next week after an extensive remodel, and we'll, of course, have more information on that coming up this week on InsideOwosso.com, also in the Owosso Walmart and at Highway 20 and Highway 169. And after much debate here in the press box, we looked at the numbers, and there wasn't any debate at all. It was Peyton Lusk is our player of the game tonight, and he put up some pretty impressive numbers to gain that accolade.
Yeah, five receptions for 110 yards and the touchdown. Of course, each week, Grant, we got like 10 people who could do that. I mean, the whole Ram defense tonight could have been selected as that. These guys are just playing phenomenal. But we're going to go with Peyton Lusk, had the big touchdown, two big receptions on that touchdown drive, and caps it off with a fantastic catch as the Rams come out victorious tonight, 42-19 over the defending state champion, Broken Arrow Tigers.
All right. Anything we've missed tonight here at Memorial Stadium, Steve?
We'll be off next week, so we'll take a break, and then we open up district play against the Union Redskins, who we think won tonight in the Backyard Bowl down at the Union Tuttle over the Jinx Trojans. Two teams that coming out of the gate looked like they were really struggling, so it'll be interesting. You come off a big win like this, that can be a bit of a trap game, even though it's back home at Owosso. So, you know,
yeah.
Coach has got a lot of work to do.
It's a final. Union beats Jinx tonight 35-20 in the Backyard Bowl. Of course, we have our 42-19 win. Stillwater over Norman North tonight 55-14. Westmore beats Southmore 46-7. Mustang beating Edmond Santa Fe 24-21, the final there tonight. Norman beating Deer Creek 49-7. Putnam City North beating Putnam City West 68-7 here in Class 6A. And, of course, we'll have, I know we will be joining here the K1 1400 scoreboard show here in just a few minutes. 10, I believe they go till at least 11 o'clock tonight with all of the scores as, of course, Max Gross and some of those, and Garrett Giles and Evan Farbach will be hosting that here in the next few minutes. But again, our final score here, 42-19. So we've had a blast doing it tonight, Steve. And of course, I guess we get 2 weeks off here.
Yep.
So I don't know what you're going to do with yourself next Friday night, but whatever it is, enjoy it.
Probably spend it with family.
Yeah. Might be the last time we see him until December.
I enjoy that part, too.
All right. Well, for our sideline man, Kelly Ward, for Steve Mallory, for Rob Williams, for sports legend Chris Lincoln, who showed up unannounced at halftime and ended up spending some time on the air with us, the voice of ABC college football in the 1970s and 80s and the Kentucky Derby. I appreciate him dropping by. Brandon Brewer, Brock Crawford, and all of our Owosso sports media crew. I'm Grant Merrill, again repeating the final score, Owosso 42, Broken Arrow 19, until 2 weeks from tonight. Good night, God bless you, and thanks for listening. This is Owosso Rams Football, presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.